Hey there, everybody. Hope you are all having a fantastic week. I'm Joanna Lauer, and I want to welcome you to The Wake Up Call. I've got music, inspiration, and a whole lot of Jesus coming your way. So let's get started with Abandon and The Church Vessel coming up soon. But first up, here is Barlow Girl with their incredible song, Beautiful Ending, on The Wake Up Call.
American dream.
That was The Church Vessel and Rekindle on The Wake Up Call. That song speaks to me so much because I understand what it's like to be distracted by the things of the world and how the fiery passion you have for the Lord can start to dim in the midst of all these distractions. But I want you to know today that in the end, when I have neglected God and His Word, I have always come out feeling dissatisfied. Even things that I enjoy become monotonous and unsatisfying when I don't spend time with the Lord Jesus. And the reason is, nothing else can satisfy. Nothing in this world can truly satisfy us except the Lord, because we are made by Him and for Him. True satisfaction comes from Him alone, when we have Him residing in our hearts, and we spend time with Him and know Him and His love. This is when our hearts find complete contentment and satisfaction. So if you are feeling unsatisfied today, come to the Lord as you are and spend some time with Him. Read His Word and remind yourself how much He loves you. The Lord tells us in John 6:35, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. He will satisfy the hunger and thirst of our hearts like nothing else will. And with that, we are going to get right back into some music with Plum and her classic hit song, God-Shaped Hole, on The Wake Up Call.
Say that love is not divine, and you could say that life is not. Be the salt in life, fill my life. close to find what's inside. Make me come alive. I don't want good if it has a bad ending. I just want a life that I know is worth living. Now I'm giving you everything that is in me.
That was the talented Abigail Duhon and Give Me More on The Wake Up Call. The more time and focus we give to the Lord, the more satisfied we will be in this life. But you know, sometimes we feel unsatisfied because our own choices and will have kept us from seeking the Lord earnestly and consistently. Trust me, been there, done that, and found there is nothing down that road but discontentment. But if that's you today, if you've been seeking other things and neglecting your time with God, don't beat yourself up. Just know that the Lord is waiting for you with arms wide open, calling you back to Him because He wants to satisfy you with all that He is and everything He offers. He wants to fill your heart and satisfy you with His love, grace, mercy, joy, and peace. So why don't we let Him today? Instead of fighting Him or trying to find fulfillment in other things, let's just come to Him and find everything we're looking for and more in the only one who can truly satisfy us. And now, getting back to the playlist, here is Point of Grace and their beautiful song, Fight, on The Wake Up Call.
My mind to think I'm in control when I've really lost it all. How brilliant is my greed for what it says I need, and then I've come to find I'm empty on the inside. Real, my heart is aching to be real, so I'm coming to you. All of my broken change. Real, my heart is
Woke up a stranger in life. I never thought I'd lead the danger. When I put my hope and faith in me, it's a battle. There's a war.
I forget the things that I should do, and I do the things I shouldn't. And I find myself working hard to just forget all that I did, I said I wouldn't. Bring me back to the days of me remembering that your love, it has no limits. So who will I choose, me or you?
Won't you wake me up when my faith is asleep? You never let.
Remember you love me.
I know that you do.
When my thoughts deceive my fragile heart, I know that you're for me.
And I know that you are.
Even when my world's falling apart, with you there's no worry. Yeah, you planned my life from the start. So what do? I choose you. Cause I forget the things that I should do, and I do the things I shouldn't. And I find myself working hard to just forget all that I did, I said I wouldn't. Bring me back to the days of me remembering that your love, it has no limits. So who will I choose, me or you?
Won't you wake me up when my faith is asleep? You never let me go. Bring back my memory. You bring these bones to life. When you breathe into me, remind me how much I need.
Love is all we love. distracted so easily. But your spirit guides me back so tenderly. Like a child, sometimes I walk the other way. But as my father, you will never let me stray. I know I am not alone. You have made my heart your home. Now everything inside me has to know that your grace reaches higher. I am not on my own. You're all I ever need and more. Your love reaches deeper. You'll never let me go. You're all I ever want and more. Nothing can replace your endless love for me. You have wrapped my heart within your perfect peace. All I need is found within your open arms. You give all you have, so I would never want. I know I am not alone. You have made my heart your home. Now everything inside me has to know, yeah, that you're great.
Michael Davis and Decibel Worship with their incredible song, All I Ever Need and More. And you know, that's the truth. We often seem to think that we need all these extra things to find contentment and satisfaction in life. But when we seek the Lord, He will not only satisfy our spirit, which is our innermost being, with His presence and love, but He will also give us the desires of our hearts and fill our lives with every good thing. Scripture tells us in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." What will be added to you? Everything you could ever need. The Bible also tells us in Psalm 37:4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." So when you seek the Lord, every part of you, spirit, soul, and body, will be satisfied and provided for. We will never find that same satisfaction without the Lord, even by partaking in things that we enjoy. There will always be an inevitable emptiness in anything we do if we neglect the Lord and don't spend time in His presence. That is where true satisfaction starts, when we spend time with the Lord and get close to Him. And that satisfaction will trickle into every other area of life as well. That is the way to the good life found in Christ alone. And now, diving into our next song, this is The Color with their amazing song, Call of the Wild.
Life was different when I was younger. My head and heart were filled with dreams. I had a bigger sense of wonder with endless possibilities. I started changing as I got older. The fire inside me grew a little colder. You heard me praying over and over. God, I wanna see. Like the eyes of a child that opened for the first time. Like the call of the wild that is leading me to new heights. Oh,
this is my great awakening. Revival deep inside of me. With eyes of a child, I can see it for the first time. You're the all that lasts forever. Even in the darkest night, I greet your mercy every morning as a beautiful surprise. Life is changing as I get older. You've been so faithful.
Oh, To survive in this fast sea, I was so scared my own heart would try to abandon me. Now I got nothing standing in my way. I gave it all away. I gave it all away. You got me living how I wanted all along. Now all my fears have run away. You got me living how I wanted all along. I feel so alive.
Capital Kings with their song, I Feel So Alive, on The Wake Up Call. Nothing in this world will ever make us feel more satisfied and alive than our Lord, because nothing could ever compare to Him. He alone can satisfy us, which brings me to our scripture verse of the week, which is Psalm 90:14. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Amen. We will find the ultimate satisfaction and contentment in life when we diligently seek the Lord and His love for us. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of The Wake Up Call. I hope you were blessed, and I hope you all have a great week. I'm Joanna Lauer. God bless.